Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a warehouse code style Amen call and response riff and arranging it into a proper old school jungle and DNB drop inside Ableton Live 12. And the big idea here is simple, but it's powerful. The drums say something, the bass answers, and the arrangement keeps that conversation moving. That's a huge part of classic jungle energy. It's not just about a loop sounding cool on its own. It's about making it feel like a track, with tension, release, and momentum. We're going to keep this beginner-friendly, but still real enough to use in a proper session. We'll use stock Ableton devices, simple settings, and arrangement choices that make sense for the style. By the end, you should have a short 8-bar idea with an amen break, a sub and mid-bass riff, a small intro, a switch-up, and a DJ-friendly outro. First, let's set up the project. Open a fresh Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo to 170 BPM. That's right in the classic jungle and drum and bass zone, and it gives the amen break enough energy to feel urgent without getting messy. Create a few tracks and keep them named clearly. You'll want something like drums, bass, atmosphere, and effects or transitions. If you have a reference track, drop it onto another audio track now. We're not copying it. We're listening for the energy, the spacing, and the structure. Ask yourself how long the intro lasts, when the drop hits, how often the bass leaves space, and where the little fills or resets happen. That organization matters more than people think. In DNB, things move fast, and a clean layout helps you actually finish tracks. Now let's build the rhythmic engine. The amen break. Drag an amen sample onto your drums track. If you want the simplest route, keep it as audio, loop one bar, and duplicate it across 8 bars. Then make a few small edits in the second, fourth, and eighth bar so it doesn't feel like an exact copy-paste. If the sample needs it, use warp lightly, but don't overdo the processing. The amen should stay lively and punchy. If you want more control later, you can always slice it to a MIDI track and trigger the hits from a drum rack, but for now, audio is totally fine. A couple of useful stock processing moves here. If the break has a lot of low rumble, use EQ8 and gently high-pass around 30 to 40 Hz. If it needs some glue and grit, add drum bus with a little drive, maybe around 5 to 15%, but keep boom low or off if it starts getting too heavy. And if the break feels a little loose, a tiny bit of glue compressor can help, but only enough to squeeze it a little, not flatten it. The reason this works so well in jungle is that the amen owns the rhythm in the mids and highs, while the bass handles the sub. That separation is classic. It's what lets the break feel busy and alive without stepping on the low end. Now let's make the bass source. On the bass track, load Waveeatable or Operator. If you're just starting out, Waveeatable is a great choice, because it's easy to get a gritty, moving bass sound without getting lost in synthesis. Start simple. Use a saw or square wave on oscillator 1. Then add a second saw slightly detuned if you want a little more thickness. Use a low-pass 24 dB filter and keep it dark. A good starting cutoff is somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on how much bite you want. Keep resonance modest, maybe 10 to 20%. For the amp envelope, keep the attack very short, the decay fairly short, the sustain low, and the release short too. We want this bass to feel tight and percussive, not washed out. Then add saturator after the synth. A small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip-on, can add nice harmonics and help the bass come through on smaller speakers. After that, use a EQ8 to clean up anything boxy in the 200 to 400 Hz range if needed, and make sure the sub stays clean below 100 Hz. If you want the bass to feel a bit more warehouse and aggressive, you can put overdrive before the EQ, but keep it subtle. The goal is a bass that has a solid foundation and enough character to cut through the break without wrecking the low end. Now comes the important part. The actual call and response phrase. This is where the groove starts to feel like a conversation. The bass should say something, then leave space. That space is not empty. That space is the swing, the tension, the thing that makes the next hit matter. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip and think in 2-bar phrases. Bar 1 is the call. Bar 2 is the response. Bars 3 and 4 can repeat the idea with a small variation. Bars 5 through 8 can bring it back, with a few changes so it feels like it's moving forward. A really good beginner pattern is this. Put a short note on beat 1 for the call, then another note on the end of 2, then answer lower in pitch on beat 4 or the end of 4. After that, leave at least one full beat of silence. That silence is part of the rhythm. Keep the note range narrow. Use the root note plus maybe 1 to 3 nearby notes. Minor keys work great here, like F minor, G minor, or A minor. and keep the rhythm mostly in 1/8 and 1/16 notes, but don't overcrowd it. If the riff starts feeling busy, remove notes before you add more. That's one of the biggest lessons in jungle and darker DNB. Space is part of the groove. A nice rule of thumb is this. If the amen is busy, keep the bass simpler. If the bass is moving more, let the drums breathe a little. That balance is what makes the track feel intentional. Now let's make the bass answer the drums instead of fighting them. This is the heart of the lesson. The bass should react to the drum rhythm, especially around snare hits and break gaps. So in your 8-bar drop, think like this. Bars 1 and 2 have the strongest call and response pattern. Bars 3 and 4 remove one bass hit so the drums can push through more clearly. Bars 5 and 6 bring the original idea back with a little more drive. And bars 7 and 8 add a small fill or a pitch change to signal that the loop is about to reset. The response note often works best after a snare hit, after a chopped amen hit, or in the gap between kick and snare accents. That's why the groove feels like a question and answer. The drums ask, the bass replies. Keep your MIDI note lengths tight. A lot of jungle bass lines feel powerful because the notes stop quickly. Shorter notes can make the riff feel much more machine tight without adding any extra sounds. Now we add some movement. Once the riff is working, use automation to make it feel alive. In Ableton, automate the bass filter cutoff, saturator drive, or a little reverb send on selected notes. You can also use auto filter on an atmospheric layer or a riser to build tension in the intro. A few beginner-friendly moves work really well here. Open the bass filter slightly in the second half of every 4 bars. Add just a little extra saturation during transitions, maybe 1 to 2 dB. Put a tiny bit of reverb only on the response note if you want depth, without washing out the whole phrase. And in the intro, slowly rise the auto filter cutoff on the atmosphere, then cut it away right before the drop. Keep this subtle. If everything moves at once, nothing feels important. You want the bass to feel like it's leaning into the next phrase, not wobbling around with no purpose. Now let's shape the drums and bass together so the low end hits properly. You can group the drums and bass if you like, or keep them separate for easier control. On the bass track, use utility to keep the low end mono if needed. If the bass has muddy mids, clean them up with EQ8. And if the synth has uneven peaks, a compressor can help a little, but don't overdo it. On the drums track, a light touch of drum bus can add glue and grit. If the snare starts sounding harsh, dip a little around 3 to 6 kHz. If the kick and bass clash, either carve some space around the kick's fundamental or shorten the bass notes so they don't overlap too much. Here is a good beginner rule. The sub should feel strong, not loud. The break should feel energetic, not piercing. And if the low end gets cloudy, simplify the bass before you try boosting anything. In this style, a disciplined low end makes the drop hit harder without needing a huge volume jump. Now we turn the loop into an arrangement. A classic DNB arrangement doesn't need to be complicated to work. Try the structure. Bars 1 to 8 are the intro with atmosphere and filter drums. Bars 9 to 16 are the first full drop with the call and response riff. Bars 17 to 24 are the switch up with a drum fill or bass variation. Bars 25 to 32 are the second drop or an extended variation. And bars 33 to 40 are the outro with drums and filtered bass elements. For the intro, keep the bass heavily filtered or completely muted. Bring in some quiet amen chops, plus a dark pad, vinyl noise, or a reversed hit. You're setting the mood, not giving away the whole tune yet. At the drop, let the full amen break and bass enter together. Keep the first 2 bars readable so the listener locks into the groove fast. Then, at the end of bar 8 or 16, add a small fill to point toward the next section. For the switch-up, do something simple but effective. Remove one bass note, add a snare fill. Change the response note by a semitone or an octave. Or swap in a different amen slice pattern for one bar. Just one change can make a loop feel like it's breathing. For the outro, strip away the bass first. Leave the break and maybe a filtered atmosphere so the track becomes easy to mix out. That DJ-friendly ending is a big deal in this genre. Now, a few things to watch out for. If your bass line has too many notes, cut it back until the drums breathe. If the bass and kick fight in the sub, shorten the notes and reduce overlap. If the call and response isn't clear, make one phrase more active and the other more empty. If the amen is overprocessed, back off the compression and distortion so it stays alive. And if the arrangement feels like it loops forever, add a switch up every 8 or 16 bars, even if it's just one changed note or one short fill. A few extra pro moves can really push the style too. Try an octave drop on the response note, but only on important moments so it still feels special. Distort the mids, not the sub. Tiny ghost notes in the break can make the bass feel more aggressive. Small filter moves create tension without turning the bass into a lead, and silence can be heavier than a fill, especially right before the next drop hit. If you want to go a step further, layer a pure sine sub under the character bass. That's a really solid approach. You can also add a bandpass filtered mid layer for extra attitude on small speakers. And if the bass patch feels interesting enough, try resampling it to audio and chopping tiny pieces for fills or reverses. That's a great way to get more variation, without building a whole new sound. Here's a quick practice challenge to lock this in.